But that's sort of my take on that one. But never ever think for a minute that I don't value human life. Quite the opposite. I value it enough that I'm willing to kill for it. Anyway. Joe Sean, I admittedly had to laugh when you were ripping apart the Segway as the stupidest fucking useless vehicle ever, but my father actually has a legitimate use for a Segway. Quite a few years ago, he was hit by a car while sitting inside a Chili's restaurant having lunch. Fucking Chili's. Yep, inside the restaurant, little old lady got her foot stuck on the gas pedal and launched her Subaru up the handicap ramp, through the window, and took out his table. Tossed him across the room with her bumper. To add insult to injury, that's not what did it to him. It wasn't until she panicked and backed out that the I-beam dislodged and fell on him, severely fucking up his back. That is a hell of a story. It's almost comical, because when you imagine that, that's almost kind of funny. But it actually happened to a dude, so that's not cool at all. Very sorry about that. But anyway, due to his injuries, he was unable to use a wheelchair. Sitting upright in a bumpy wheelchair for long periods of time is more painful than walking. That I believe. After years of hobbling around with some of those canes that clips onto your forearms, he demoed a Segway and ended up purchasing one, put on knobby off-road tires, and now uses it as a tool to go around doing personal photography projects. Now that's what I'm talking about. That is what I'm talking about right there. This guy's got it going on. So instead of being limited to his parking his RV somewhere and only having the range of walking half a mile to a mile where he can get where, with a cane before he's getting winded, he can now use the Segway to get 5 to 10 miles away from his parking vehicle with the handlebar gear filled with 10 pounds of photography kit. Plus, with the knobby off-road setup, he can traverse trails and even uneven terrain that he'd previously been unable to walk over. Just wanted to drop a quick note saying that the Segway actually has a legitimate uses for people like my father. It isn't just for attention-whoring geeks and yuppies. Outstanding. This is a great story. Also, in a side note, if you remember me, I'm the guy from TrunkMonkeyRacing.com. Now, this is a guy who put a Grant Radio decal on his car and that does off-road rally racing and ice racing, which is kind of a scary concept. After getting a new paint job on the rally car, I slapped the Grant Radio decals back on the trunk lid. You can see the yellow headphone decals on the bottom left corner with a trunk lid in this photo. Well, thank you very much. And he gave me a link to the photo of Trunk Monkey. So good to see you're still around, Trunk Monkey. Trunk Monkey's been around for a long, long time. And I'm glad that your dad was smart enough and wog enough to get out there and utilize technology to make his life better. That is something that I can see as a legitimate use for the Segway. Also, it's not totally, it's a perfect platform. I mean, I don't know why more people aren't using it as a robotic platform. You know, it's a perfect robotic platform. You could go around. It's like a wheelchair. I've always thought that a wheelchair would be a good robotic platform instead of a multiped legs. Just use a Segway. It's brilliant.